The narration by Richard Dreyfuss worked well, but Lee Clow had another idea. What if Jobs did the voiceover himself? "You really believe this," Clow told him. "You should do it." So Jobs sat in a studio, did a few takes, and soon produced a voice track that everyone liked. The idea was that if they used it, they would not tell people who was speaking the words, just as they didn't caption the iconic pictures. Eventually, people would figure out it was Jobs. "This will be really powerful to have it in your voice," Clow argued. "It will be a way to reclaim the brand." Jobs couldn't decide whether to use the version with his voice or to stick with Dreyfuss. Finally, the night came when they had to ship the ad. It was due to air, appropriately enough, on the television premiere of Toy Story. As was often the case, Jobs did not like to be forced to make a decision. He told Clow to ship both versions. This would give him until the morning to decide. When morning came, Jobs called and told them to use the Dreyfuss version. "If we use my voice, when people find out, they will say it's about me," he told Clow. "It's not. It's about Apple."